From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. There are protests across Iraq today. Thousands of people joining in rallies to protest corruption, unemployment, and the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. NPR's Kelly McEvers is in Baghdad.
There are protests going on in basically all the major cities of Iraq. You've got protests in Kirkuk in the north, in Mosul in the north, in Ramadi in the west, in Basra in the south, and of course here in the capital in Baghdad, and also in Diyala.
In Basra, soldiers fired shots into the air to try to disperse an angry crowd. 10 people, including 3 policemen, were reportedly wounded. Gunfire has broken out in parts of Libya's capital today as opponents of Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi defy his security clampdown in the city. Earlier today, Libya's state television said the government would be boosting salaries of public employees and giving each family about $400, a tactic similar to the failed effort by Tunisia's former president to stem the protest against him before he fled his country. The unrest in Libya and across the Middle East has driven up oil prices, which have eased back a bit today after topping $100 a barrel. Gasoline prices are also on the rise, and Dan Ronan of the AAA says further increases may be on the horizon.
If this situation in Libya deteriorates and there's been talk of sabotaging oil fields and it spreads to other nations along the Persian Gulf, clearly there's going to be a supply problem. Right now, we don't have a supply problem.
And higher fuel prices are also putting upward pressure on airfares. Rick Sini is with FareCompare.com.
We've seen 6 airfare hikes, broad-based airfare hikes, since early December. This is the same pace we saw during the oil crisis of 2007-2008.
Sini says fuel surcharges on flights to Europe right now are averaging $360 round trip. That's in addition to the airfare. Washington State and Kansas stand to gain thousands of jobs as a result of the decision by the Air Force to award Boeing a huge defense contract. NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle says Boeing beat out European rival EADS for more than $30 billion in a deal to build a new refueling tanker jet.
This is one of the largest military contracts ever, and it's likely to create tens of thousands of jobs. Boeing and EADS have been vying for the tanker for nearly a decade in an often tortuous process, one marked by scandal, improper conduct, mix-ups, and massive lobbying efforts. Announcing the winner late Thursday, Deputy Defense Secretary William Lynn said Boeing was the clear winner in the competition, adding, "We think we've established a clear, transparent, and open process that will not yield grounds for protest." EADS has not yet decided if it will challenge the tanker decision. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
Stocks are rallying on Wall Street at the end of the trading week. The Dow Industrials are up 62 points at 12,131. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 37. This is NPR News from Washington. One house of Wisconsin's legislature, the state assembly, has approved a plan to strip public sector workers there of most of their collective bargaining rights. The bill now goes to the state Senate, but no vote can occur there as long as Democratic lawmakers remain away from the state. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
The best way to resolve this, the best way to avoid those layoffs, is for people to encourage those 14 state senators, and they don't have to vote for it, they don't have to agree for it, but they should do what the Assembly Democrats have done for the last several days, and that is come back to the Capitol and make their case.
Walker says if the bill does not pass by today, he'll be forced to start issuing layoff notices next week. President Obama is meeting with a dozen Democratic governors at the White House today. NPR's Scott Horsley says the discussion will focus on ways to bolster the economy and boost the creation of new jobs.
The White House says Mr. Obama is looking for ways state and federal governments can work together to put more Americans back to work. The president posed a similar question yesterday to members of his new advisory council made up of leaders from business and labor.
The economy is now growing. In many sectors, we're seeing recovery. But the biggest challenge that we're seeing right now is the fact that unemployment is still way too high all across the country.
While private employers added more than 1 million jobs last year, many of the governors the president's meeting with have been cutting their payrolls in order to balance their budgets. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The School Board of Providence, Rhode Island, has voted to send layoff notices to all of the city's nearly 2,000 teachers in order to give the city room to make budget cuts. The head of the teachers' union is calling the mass layoff notices, in his words, beyond insane. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for